Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. As the attack by Hamas and responding war declaration from Israel continue to resonate here at home, we want to hear from community members, and that begins today with a local rabbi. Joel Sissonwine, senior rabbi at Temple Beth Elohim in Wellesley, joins us. Rabbi, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm grateful to be with you even at this very dark time in the life of the Jewish people.
So let me begin just by asking you how you are.
Thanks. This is incredibly painful. I mean, my community is devastated, concerned, in mourning, sad, even depressed, and really shocked of the events that we learned of this past Saturday.
How do you, as a faith leader, bring your community together in a moment like this? What is your first sort of role and responsibility, and how do you think about that when you're coming together both in a physical space and at a time of grief and anxiety, and when a lot over the weekend is still so unknown?
Yeah, look, the need is there to be together. The great irony in some ways is that the Jewish community and the state of Israel had been divided concerning domestic politics. But when attacked and life is at risk, we come together. And that's what we saw this weekend. Huge outpouring of support and a great need to be together, to care for one another, to stand with each other and reach out to those in need.
When you say divided by domestic politics, and we don't have to dive into this heavily, but I want to understand, do you mean divided by U.S. domestic politics? What do you mean?
Interestingly enough, both. I mean, we're a diverse community that was increasingly polarized, not just domestically, but in terms of Israeli politics. We watched as every Saturday night, there were massive protests in a very healthy democracy. And we were reading reports where even reservists were threatening not to serve. But yet Israel proved that when attacked, we as a nation come together and support one another. And amidst all of those protests, now Israel stands as one, and the reservists are returning to the military in numbers never seen before, ready to stand and defend the Jewish state.
And for our listeners to understand, this is over a series of weeks, moves by the leader in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, around judiciary and concerns about anti-democratic moves there, just for our listeners' understanding. What did you hear over the weekend? Were the sort of the stepping out of the realm of politics and into the realm of the deeply personal here? What were the main concerns among members of your congregation?
Certainly. Well, the first thing I can share is that Saturday morning I woke up and heard the news and immediately called my friends and family in Israel. And the first thing I was hearing was that this was much more extensive and horrific than we were even hearing on the news, that there was word in Israel that a major breach had occurred, and word was only slowly getting out. Ironically, it was that morning that the Jewish community gathered to celebrate not only the Sabbath day, but a special holiday in the Reform movement known as Simchat Torah, the celebration of learning. And so it was really daunting to enter the synagogue with a sense of shock and concern. And we gathered together. We performed the ancient rites of our religion, but we also had an ear to our brothers and sisters in Israel. And I think all of us got on the phone as best as we could to reach out to let them know that we are there for them and we're thinking of them.
We're speaking with Rabbi Joel Sissonwine of Temple Beth Elohim in Wellesley. Are your loved ones and friends all safe and accounted for today?
It's a good question. I'm not sure how we can define safety when they're huddling in bomb shelters several times throughout the night and feel an increasing sense of vulnerability. After what had happened on Saturday, how could one not? And so I find myself watching the news very closely, getting on the phone more often than I've been of recent, and making sure those connections are there, and thinking of all of our own temple members, even, who are studying, who are visiting friends in Israel, and who now find themselves in the middle of a really tragic war.
So I said at the beginning of this conversation, Rabbi, that this is part of us wanting to explore how a wide range of our community are feeling, what they're encountering, the loss and concerns as this conflict reverberates through Massachusetts. I want to open our conversation a little wider now. My first question is, what has your community heard from the larger faith community in Greater Boston? Have you heard from other faith traditions? Have you heard from other churches, temples, mosques, other faith traditions, other pastors or parish leaders over the last 72 hours?
Thank you for asking, because it's an opportunity to thank my clergy partners here in Wellesley who have reached out to me from many different faith traditions, and I am deeply grateful for their words. Of course, it's often balanced by what I would consider weak and unsatisfactory responses in some cases. I've seen it in some of our private schools locally, attempting to make space for the Jewish community to mourn, and yet not fully recognizing the depth of concern that is felt by the Jewish community at this time and the need to stand with Israel against terror.
So that is the second piece that I want to ask you about. And I recognize I'm putting you on the spot here. Mm-hmm. We are mindful that there are also those who feel strongly that Israel has a role to play with Gaza, with the 2 million people there. Now, listen, I want to be clear. I'm not making a political argument here. I am asking how you, as a rabbi and a community leader, think about the Palestinian community in Massachusetts in a moment like this. Think about those who are worried about civilians. UN says 190,000 people have been displaced out of Gaza in the last few days. How do you think about that? Do you think about that? Is there a role for conversation in your temple? When is there a role for that? Where does that fit in this moment or in coming days?
Sure. And I'm glad you asked, because we have many, many relationships with Palestinians, with Israelis of Palestinian descent, Palestinians who live in Israel. I was recently in Bahrain in the United Arab Emirates. We have close connections with the hope for a two-state solution, two peoples on two lands living side by side in peace and living together. But this is different. This is a terrorist organization that, as Congressman Moulton, I thought, described it so well, is sadly using civilians as human shields, which creates great pain for the Jewish community, knowing that innocent people will suffer when they're placing weapons in schools and mosques and then holding hostages within those places. It is scary to think that there will be great human loss in Gaza, which saddens me personally greatly. But I do want to say that the difference is, as Congressman Moulton mentioned, the difference between a terrorist, which is that Israel is not targeting civilians. In fact, they would like the civilians to leave, or better yet, stand up to the terrorist. But unfortunately, it seems like in the coming days and weeks, there will be civilians in harm's way in the middle of a war. And for that, I'm deeply sad. And I hope that our deep partnerships with peace-loving members of other communities will transcend some of the difficult days ahead.
So I'm gonna shift our gears now, and I'm doing that consciously again, understanding that I've reached out to you, Rabbi Joel Sissonwine of the Temple Beth Elohim in Wellesley, to talk about this from a faith perspective and from how your community is experiencing it. I am going to note that there would be people who would listen to this conversation and want me to take issue with you about whether Israel was targeting civilians. The reason I'm not taking that up is that is a political and strategic conversation, and we will bring other voices onto Radio Boston in the days to come. I appreciate you engaging me with the question that I did ask you, and I want to move now into the space of asking you, as a person who is a spiritual leader, where do you draw most from your tradition to think about how to support your community, let's say, over the next week? Is it in the Torah? Is it in particular practices? Is it in your connection to other clergy? How will you think about that?
Sure. Look, of course, we derive our sense of ethics from our wisdom tradition, a deep protection for the sanctity of human life and the recognition that all human beings deserve to live in peace, and yet also a notion of protecting innocent civilians and reaching out to them and caring for them deeply, and then providing empathy and caring for all who mourn, everyone who loses a family member, a friend to war, deeply saddens us, and we hope we can reach out to each and every one of them as a community and be there for one another.
Rabbi Joel Sissonwine is senior rabbi at Temple Beth Elohim in Wellesley. I appreciate you joining us today. Thank you for the time and for sharing your experience.
Thank you so much.